Come listen, all you that to mirth are inclined, and freely I'll tell you a piece of my mind. You'll find it as true and as clear as the sun, when covetousness out of England will run. When men beget women and women get men, and men they do bring forth children again. When Coventry's steeple cracks nuts with its thumb, then covetousness out of England will run. When hare sits in the highway to pick a man's purse, and the man in the moon puts his child out to nurse, and when shoeing horns learn to beat on a drum, then covetousness out of England will run. When bears they wear breeches of silver and gold, and go to the barbers for to be polled, and monkeys do wait on them whilst they have done, then covetousness out of England will run. When old men graft apple trees in elm stocks, and owls at noonday do fly up in flocks, when cuckoos at Christmas amongst us do come, then covetousness out of England will run. When Paul's church hath got wings and legs, and sits upon London stones for to lay eggs, and when chickens and capons of that breed do come, then covetousness out of England will run. When lawyers are willing to plead without fees, and pancakes and fritters do grow upon trees, when misers their money lend out by the ton, then covetousness out of England will run. When tailors forget to throw cabbage in hell, and shorten their bills that all things may be well, and cats they can speak that have always been dumb, then covetousness out of England will run. When a conjurer's frighted to see a black cock, and wenching young blades are afraid of the smock, when coats of grey russet by ladies are spun, then covetousness out of England will run. When millers refuse any toll for to take, and maidens at midsummer shiver and shake, and cooks they want victuals as sure as a gun, then covetousness out of England will run. When ladies of pleasure turn honest and chaste, and scorn by their gallants for to be embraced, and when an old bawd is resolved to turn nun, then covetousness out of England will run. When lads marry madams and women leave scolding, and neighbour to neighbour shall not be beholding, and all is well ended that e'er was begun, then covetousness out of England will run. When ships they are sailing on Salisbury Plain, and castles are floating upon the salt main, and milkmaids at midnight do sleep in the sun, then covetousness out of England will run. When collies by wenches no more are trepanned, and dwarfs grow as high as the maypole in a strand, when gallants pay debts without ever a dun, then covetousness out of England will run. When dogs do wear doublets and vapour along, and pickpockets scorn to be seen in a throng, and meat to the market alone it doth come, then covetousness out of England will run. When serpents in Essex shall fly in the air, and break through the clouds like the man and the mare, and tradesmen by trusting shall ne'er be undone, then covetousness out of England shall run. When men without money shall purchase estates, and boys play at cudgels without broken pates, when cripples at running great wages have won, then covetousness out of England will run. When tapsters and vintners shall wipe out their scores, and to our good fellows set open their doors, and bid them come drink if it be a whole tun, then covetousness out of England shall run. When poets shall hospitals build for the poor, and he that hath much shall desire no more, when the cart to the horses each morning shall come, then covetousness out of England shall run. And when you do find all these things come to pass, then do not you say the ploughman's an ass, but you may conclude he hath very well sung, when covetousness out of England is run.